May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us not speak for the love we bear one another. Let us hold hands and look. She, such a very ordinary little woman. He, such a thumping crook. But both for a moment little lower than the angels, in the tea shop's inglenook. So wrote John Betjeman, and although it's has a rather dated feel to it, the poem speaks of the power of human love that we're celebrating here this afternoon. It underlines that, like each of us, love comes in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. It never comes neatly packaged or to a generic design, but rather responds to the people that we are, the people that God created us to be. Our relationships, our love that we celebrate today are unique. One size doesn't fit all. And thank God for that. The thing that unites us today is that we're all seeking to live out God's love in our lives and in our relationships, whether we started the adventure recently or have been on that journey for many, many years. Love is such a multifaceted and complex concept, and you'll be relieved to know I don't intend trying to nail it in the next 5 minutes. But our first reading from the Song of Solomon, which is such a popular choice of scripture readings at celebrations of love, underlines the strength of love and its power to change us, its power to change the world. Love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Love is priceless and cannot simply become a commodity. Last autumn, Bishop Michael Curry, the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the United States, came to speak here at the cathedral about the power of love, following that rather famous sermon that he preached at the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Of course, it was initially about romantic love, but it's much more than that. As human beings, we're all made in the image and likeness of God. God pursues us with an untiring love and devotion. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us more. And similarly, there's nothing we can do which will make God love us less. The love which God has gifted to us is a love which changes us, transforms us, and enlarges our hearts. The love we celebrate is a sign of God's love and action and grace in our world. It's the power of love which has the potential to radically reshape and change our world if we would but allow it and take our share in that transformation. The love we share with one another doesn't have a finite quantity. So if we love one person, there's not enough to love another person. It's quite the reverse from that. By sharing our love with one another, we are by God's grace enabled to love more people, to love more deeply and truly. Then we become transforming agents of God's love in our world. So may that be true for each one of us, today, tomorrow, and into God's future. But if we go back to that tea shop in Bath that I spoke about at the beginning, the couple fell silent in the presence of their beloved. Their love went well beyond words. They just sat and looked at one another. When we allow ourselves to share love, we're standing on sacred ground. And for an instant, we too become little lower than the angels. And it's wonderful to be in such company today. I want to leave you with some words by an early 20th century priest, Father Gilbert Shaw. He wrote this: "Who may sing the song of love? Those only who give all without reserve, holding nothing back. 'Tis they who know the joy, the quickening pain of love. 'Tis they who, taught by adoration, hold the heart of love and touch all loveless hearts to life by giving love." Let us pray.